Good morning, everybody. So before I start my story, I want to remind you that today, after you get the offering, the Lamb's offering, we do have hands-on church for 5 through 9-year-olds. So any 5 through 9-year-olds, meet Mrs. Walsh in the foyer, and she'll take you over there. And I thought as we were singing, We Three Kings, we're going to be learning more and thinking more about the three kings and their offerings and hands-on church today. But the story I want to tell you at the beginning of this new year is one from my childhood. I grew up in Florida, and it was in a small town near the Gulf of Mexico, and we lived next to a river. Most of the people on that river had a boat, and we had a 15-foot motorboat tied up in front of our house, too. And when I was about 11 years old, I learned how to drive it, and I was thrilled. And so I very carefully drove down the middle of the river because I didn't want to run into the rocks on either side at low tide. I didn't want to run into the boats that were tied up there. And my parents were really impressed. Oh, she's driving so carefully. So they let me drive more and more. And so I loved to go up and down the river. And after a while, I was skilled enough that I could go down the river past the bayou where we water skied, past the landing where we got gas for the boat, and out into the Gulf that looked like the ocean. I loved that. So after a couple more years, they said I could go by myself. That was fantastic, having this freedom, go out on the boat by myself. So I went up the river and down the river, and it was wonderful. But my favorite was going out into the Gulf. Because out there, I felt the wind in my face blowing my hair back. I looked out and I couldn't see anything on the horizon in one direction. I felt so free. And I felt close to God out there. And I would sing songs like, "He's Everything to Me," at the top of my lungs, to the fish and the waves. So one day, when I'd gone out to the Gulf and I had gone out past the markers, because there were markers there telling you where the channel was. Because as the river widened, you needed to know where the sandbars were and where it was deep enough. So I went past this line of markers, and their shacks were the cabins on top of stilts. And I turned around to come back home, and I was carefully watching the markers. And then somehow I ran on a sandbar, and poof, the boat just stopped. I thought, no problem. I grabbed the pole that I had in the boat. It was here for that purpose. And I stuck it in the sand, and I pushed the boat off. I was in the deep water again. Tried to start the motor. Stuck again. So I knew I had to do something else. So it was an outboard motor. I pulled up the motor so the propeller wouldn't be stuck in the sand. Jumped in the water, and this time walked the boat. Push. A little bit deeper water. Jumped back in the boat. Turned it on. And the wind had blown me back on the sandbar again. So now I was getting really worried. I thought, I'm going to be stuck here for a long time. So I prayed, tried not to panic. Okay, I got to find the shortest spot to get off the sand into the deeper water. So I'm do it again. Pull up the motor, jump in the water, push the boat, push it the direction I think it's going to be, get in deeper water. I'm quicker this time. I hop back in the boat, throw the motor down, start the engine, and thug, the wind had pushed me back on the sand again. Ay, 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 how long am I going to be stuck here, I thought. So now I'm really thinking, calm down, praying, Jesus, please help me get off this. I know I stumbled on here some crazy way, but please help me. So once again, plot my course, do everything, hop back in, put the motor down, turn on the engine, and so cautiously, is it going to stay? And it keeps going. And I'm on my way home. And you can guess what I'm doing. I am singing songs of thankfulness. I am praying, thank you. And it reminded me of a song I used to sing, "Anywhere with Jesus, we can safely go." So at the start of this new year, remember that anywhere you go with Jesus, you're safe with Jesus, even if you get stuck. Even if you get sick, you get hurt, ultimately you're safe with Jesus. So before you go to get the offering, let's stand and have prayer together. Dear Jesus, thank you for this new year. Thank you for keeping us safe wherever we go with you. We love you. Amen.